What is up? Welcome to the Morning Hookah Show, the show that is all about morning in hookah, hookah in the morning. I think I can use English correctly. We like to talk about the industry, the world of hookah, the products, how it's made, and the people that make it. This is the Morning Hookah Show every single Saturday morning, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Central Standard Time with a brand new topic right here on youtube.com/morninghookah. I am your host on this adventure, Matt. I've been smoking hookah for over 10 years, working in the industry as a reviewer, product taster, personality, host of different hookah battles, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me here today. But I do not do this alone. This week, I have a very special guest. Please help me in welcoming a member of the Tangiers family. His name is Travis Smith. He's been with the company for quite a while. He has a very fun story. I can't wait to actually be able to sit down and talk to this person. We have seen each other. We have passed each other. We just spoke about it just moments ago. And the internet is a beautiful thing because it's able to bring us together to have a conversation all about hookah right now. So please help me in welcoming to the show Travis. Thank you so much for stopping by, hanging out with me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's a pleasure to finally get to smoke a bowl with you and be on your show. It's just a beautiful Sunday morning here in Phoenix, or Saturday morning here in Phoenix. But yeah, I'm doing great, man.
Thank you so much for joining. I appreciate it a ton. It's going to be a fun time. We have a lot of stuff planned for today. We have a fun show, just a really fun time hanging out with us. We have a Tangiers topic planned, obviously. That would make the most sense, you know, having you on the show and everything. We are going to do an interview with you, though, to kind of get to know you a little bit better. I have some questions I've been curious about for a long time since first meeting you and stuff. And then we don't have a game planned for this time because couldn't get it situated the way that I wanted to. So sadly, there's not going to be a game on this episode of Morning Hookah, but I'm going to be using that as my reasoning to pull you back in once again to the show, Travis. All right.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love games and I would love to be back on.
That means that we will definitely have you on again so that we're able to play a game here on Morning Hookah because I have some ideas. I just couldn't get them worked out the way that I wanted to on this episode in particular, but don't you worry, Morning Hookah crew. There will be a day where we have a game that we'll play with Travis from Tangiers. Thank you so much for joining us, Khaled. Nice to see you. Rose F. Death. Hookologist, I will do a flip. I did one. Actually, Travis, you were watching me on stream, you know, behind the scenes and stuff. You saw me do that flip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy, here's the thing, is Tommy the Hookologist, he constantly asks me to do flips, and I keep doing them. It's just like that thing where like he just keeps blinking at the wrong moment, because I do flips just for fun, the fun of it. I just do them for fun. Thank you, Levant, for stopping by as well. We have a fun crew already here hanging out with us. The only Tangiers I haven't loved is the Blitzstrum. It smells like toothpaste one-to-one is what Levant says. I believe you are smoking that toothpaste right now. The Blitzstrum right now. Are you not?
Yeah. I'm smoking Blitzstrum right now, actually. It's my favorite Tangiers flavor, actually.
Interesting. We're going to get into more of that as well. I am also smoking Tangiers because, well, why wouldn't I be smoking Tangiers? I was able to very carefully scrape all of the remaining static starlight that I could into my Bambino version 2 bowl, which I'm so glad that the Bambino version 2 is a very small bowl. It takes very little tobacco to need to smoke it. So I put in my Bambino, I put just a tiny bit of pink grapefruit because I knew I needed a little extra. And then I put in my static starlight, which is the best flavor ever. No cap. And then I put in the remainder of my Mimone as well. This is basically a tabletop bowl, but of all the flavors that I wanted to put in the bowl. Right? That makes sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Sometimes those are some of the best bowls.
I'm enjoying it. This is a fantastic bowl for me. I do so much talking that sometimes I forget to start smoking. So I make sure to ask you lots of questions so that I can enjoy and smoke a little bit. So let's go ahead and do that right now. If you guys have a question for Travis that you'd like to ask in the chat, drop a little question mark in front of it, and then I'll be able to see it, and then I can ask him a question as well. So let's go ahead and get this thing started with a little interview with Travis Smith right now. Travis, the first question is, how long have you been working at Tangiers, and what got you into hookah and stuff?
So I've been working for Tangiers. Actually, my five-year anniversary was last month. So I've been here quite a while now. The thing that really got me into hookah, a few of my buddies on my 18th birthday, you know, they were like, hey, let's go to this hookah lounge downtown, you know. And I lived in, you know, a farm community in southern Ohio, and went downtown and smoked hookah for my birthday. And what really attracted me to it was all the different people that you see, all the different people that you meet. Everybody in the place was mingling around. You know, you just see so many people from different cultures, different walks of life, just all together under one roof. And that's what really attracted me to it. I was like, this is the kind of place I want to hang out.
I agree. The best time to enjoy hookah, in my opinion, is with other people. Like, there, the hookah itself is a very community-based item. It's meant to be sat around. It's meant to pass a hose, and it's meant to tell stories, talk with one another and stuff. It's meant to be a communal type experience. And I think that when hookah is best, those are the types of experiences that you have with it. That's why I love going to Oasis in Vegas and stuff like that, because that's where a lot of my friends hang out. So it's able to be a really fun place for me to be with my friends, smoke hookah, and just have a good time and stuff. It really is a blast. So in the chat, Levant really wants to know, this is his question. He says he's genuinely curious. Do you think it also smells like toothpaste at all?
No, I mean, it does give off a little bit of like a mint smell, like a menthol-y smell, but I haven't really seen a toothpaste that it smells like.
If you did find a toothpaste that it smells like, would you use that toothpaste?
Oh, absolutely.
So, Levant, now the question goes back to you. What toothpaste are you using that is so familiar to Blitzum so that we can tell Travis about it? What is inside of Blitzum? I'm saying that wrong. I don't know why I can't get it off my tongue or whatever, but what is inside that flavor?
Blitzum is a lavender menthol flavor. It's hands down one of my favorite flavors. I actually helped rename the flavor. It used to be called Leviathan before. People swear it's different, but it's the same exact flavor. I promise you, it's just a different name on the package.
I think I have my you can barely see it, I think, but I actually have some custom Tangiers artwork in the back there. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you because it's like way too hard to see. You guys can't see it on your camera angle, but you can see it on his. And I put all my Tangiers, what's it called, packaging, and I put them on this red background. It looks pretty cool. And I have Leviathan somewhere. I need to find it and do another one of those so I can do some more artwork with that stuff. But I tried it. I liked it. I definitely enjoy the difference between like Blitzum, which is lavender and mint, and then like Static Starlight, which is also a floral flavor. It's rose and black grape, correct? That's what's inside Static Starlight.
Not exactly, but you're on the right track. It's a floral compound.
Okay.
So it is grape and, yeah.
And floral.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I the thing about the Static Starlight that I like about it is the fruit flavored notes to it. I like the black grape in there. I think that really kind of, it elevates the floral flavoring so that it doesn't, you know, a lot of people are afraid. We had this conversation about floral flavors a little bit, and I feel like floral flavors are one of those things that that you kind of have to be smoking for a little while. I don't think you can get right into floral flavors. Mints, real easy to get into right away, right? Double apple, a little bit tougher to get into right away. Strawberries, watermelons, those really kind of accentuated fruit flavors and stuff, easier to get into in the beginning. But I think once you've been smoking for a while, there's something really special about enjoying flavors that are like rose flavors and floral flavors and stuff. It's where I feel like a lot of really interesting mixes in hookah really stand out. What are your opinions of like floral flavors and like getting into hookah and stuff? What's a good place to start?
Well, that's why we offer such a wide portfolio too. I mean, we have some of those flavors, you know, for beginner smokers that are easier to get into. They're more simple flavors. And then we also offer, you know, very complex flavors like Static Starlight, for example. I love floral flavors personally. Lemon Blossom, Peach Iced Tea, Static Starlight, they're three of my favorite floral flavors we offer. But yeah, I mean, we have the pineapples, we have the strawberries, you know, we have those simple complex flavors. But you know, when you really try something complex like Static Starlight, it really piques your interest and really encourages you to try some other more complex flavors in our portfolio.
I 100% agree. If you have not tried Static Starlight from Tangiers, I mean it. Like, it is my all-time favorite flavor. It really is that good. I guess that will lead us into our next question for you. Also, Levant is trying to figure out which toothpaste it is. He's also trying to figure out which one he's thinking of at the same time. So we'll figure this out. I think the greatest thing Tangiers has to contribute to shisha history and culture is the creation of the cashmere line. That is what Levant is saying right now. So question for you is, what kind of hookah flavors do you enjoy smoking? What is the kind of stuff that you like smoking in hookah?
So I enjoy flavors that are, you know, anise or licorice based. I like mint flavors a lot. I really like just unique flavors in general. Cashmere flavors, that was something unique to me that I had to try. There's several cashmere flavors that I enjoy. There's some that I don't, but yeah, pretty much anything with like a floral note, a licorice note, or a mint note, I'm all about it.
So I used to swear. So, okay, so here's some Tangiers history on my side of things. The very first flavor from Tangiers that I fell in love with was passion fruit. That was the very first one that I was like, this is amazing. Oh my God. And then I smoked way too much of it. And now it's hard for me to even stomach the smell of passion fruit, not because it's bad by any stretch, but it's just, I smoke so much of it. It's hard for, and I've always been scared that Static Starlight will also do this to me one day. I hope it never does. I don't think it will because I love it that much, but passion fruit I used to smoke constantly. I loved it. And then I fell in love with guava back when it was still called guava. And I love that flavor. Then I found out that Summer Solstice Celebration, guava is one of the components inside of that as well, correct?
I'm not the most well-versed in components. Flavoring, I haven't done much of. I know how to do it. Mm-hmm.
I believe it is.
I can see that, yeah.
I love the guava flavoring from Tangier so much because it was this really creamy note to it. I don't know if many people have experienced eating like a pure guava and stuff, but guava is a really interesting fruit because it has a lot of sweetness to it, has a little bit of tartness to it, but it has like a creamy background to it. It's really good, and that's what the Tangier's flavor really did really well. And then guava became very hard to find. You guys have rechanged the name to guajava and stuff like that. And I used to smoke the cashmere guava is what I got into real heavily because I really like that the cashmere flavoring in that and stuff, and I still smoke it time to time, but it's not this thing that I gravitate towards as much anymore. I know people swear by cashmere flavors, but they're an acquired taste even for people that have been smoking hookah for a while. I feel and stuff, I know that peach, cashmere peach, and that other flavor, cane mint, is you know, like what else? And a lot of people smoke that all the time. And it's a very good mix, and a lot of people like it and stuff. And I don't mind it. I think it's good. But the cashmere flavors, I think, are a little bit of a you gotta be into it. You gotta be looking for that kind of flavoring and stuff to really get into it, in my opinion. But it is some pretty good stuff. I was curious because you've traveled a little bit here and there around the U.S. and places and stuff to smoke hookah. You guys did the Tangiers tour and stuff like that. I wanted to ask you, what's the coolest place that you've ever been able to smoke hookah at?
Ooh, the coolest place. That's a tough one. You know, there's a really unique lounge out in Los Angeles, in Tujunga. It's called the Garden on the Foothill. It is beautiful lounge. When you walk outside, they have like this almost like a botanical garden, you know, just plants growing all over the place, but they have these private gazebos that you can, you know, sit in with your group of friends with a fireplace and everything like that in this beautiful garden. They serve Tangiers, they serve on Regal pipes, the food is amazing. It's just all around just such a great experience. Atmosphere as well, probably also one of the best places I've ever got to smoke. I mean, I don't know what's better, the food or the hookah there, man.
have you traveled out of the country at all to smoke hookah?
No, actually I have not, but it's kind of funny, we're maybe traveling outside of the country next month. Ooh. To go do that. So
that'll be fun. That'll be exciting. That's always a cool thing. I just recently got my passport. I'm going to be traveling to Ireland in the next couple of months, which I'm really excited about. I guess there is no hookah scene in Ireland, so Tangiers, you guys need to go and market in Ireland so that I have a place to smoke in a couple of months. And then hopefully I'll be able to travel a little bit more around the world and stuff. I'm really excited for the possibility of going to some of the big expos around the world and stuff like that, especially the one in like Germany and stuff like that. I think that'd be a really fun and exciting time to go and do. So I'm excited to open that door to doing some international travel. I've gone to New York City to smoke hookah. I've traveled to Vegas, obviously, numerous times, California and stuff like that. But I'm excited to do some more traveling and to really enjoy hookah. I've smoked in Georgia, Arkansas, in Texas. So like I'm slowly adding the pins to the map on the US and stuff like that, but I'm ready to start adding the pins to the world. That's my next goal.
You and me both, man.
All right. What is a mix that you've been smoking and you feel that you need to tell people about?
So a mix that I personally enjoy, and it actually began with not Tangiers flavors when I was still in Ohio working for Hookah Rush. I don't know if you guys are aware of the Triforce mix that they used to do, that Ugly actually made their own flavor of Triforce for Hookah Rush. But I like the Triforce mix, but with Tangiers flavors. So what used to be seasonal grapefruit number 95, our original number 21 blueberry, and I personally use Experiment, but not Cane Mint. But you can use Cane Mint too, and it's great.
Triforce is a classic mixture of flavors from way back in the day. It was one of those like godfather of mixes, right? Like, I don't know why that became like the thing, but everyone's like, you should definitely mix these flavors together. That is like the OG. And now it has a little bit of history. I feel like the history of Triforce has kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit. It's been many years and stuff like that. Obviously, a lot of other mixes and different things have really popped up throughout the years and stuff like that. Levant says, I love the cashmere, but as they said on here, not everyone will. I don't think that it is as decisive as a flavor as pawn or even double apple, which I would agree. I think the divisiveness from double apple comes from the fact that it's called apple, but the flavoring is actually anise. It is not a apple flavoring, and I don't know 100% about the history of why anise flavoring is what double apple is, but that started back with Nakla, double apple, obviously, and that was the big flavor that people, OGs, smoked for you know, they had pipes dedicated to double apple flavors and stuff like that. And it was one of those things where you expect to get apple flavoring and then you get licorice, and it's kind of like it throws you for a loop. So I think the divisiveness from that comes from the fact that it is it's not exactly what you're expecting to be getting. And then pawn flavors are really interesting because they're just spice mixes. They're a lot of the spices that are originated in places like India and stuff like that. Does Tangiers have a pawn type flavor?
We don't have a pawn type flavor. I mean, a lot of people do compare cashmere to pawn.
That makes sense, yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be the closest analogy to that and stuff, but the cashmere flavors are interesting, and you can get cashmere by itself and make your own cashmere flavors and stuff if you wanted to try something like cashmere strawberry or cashmere watermelon. You guys did have a cashmere strawberry for a little while, didn't you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, maybe not. I could be wrong. You guys have a lot of flavors. How many flavors total does Tangiers have?
Oh, so currently right now we're numbered 1 through 119, and there's a couple gaps here and there. I'm going to say somewhere around like 105 to 110.
Man, that is a lot of flavors to go through. Levant said that he's excited to try some of the fruit flavors like strawberry. Strawberry is a flavor that I smoked a long time ago. I used to love the coconut. I enjoyed the kiwi back in the day. There's so many flavors. It's one of those things where you can really go through like the entire line of like Tangiers and just see like hits from all over and stuff like that. They have stuff that I used to love, like a white grape, which I think is fantastic. White grape is one of those flavors that does not get enough love, in my opinion, because it's just, I don't know. I think people, they don't expect it, or they don't know what to think about a flavor like white grape, so they usually don't get something like that. But if you have the opportunity, white grape is really good. It tastes exactly like Welch's grape juice. It's like perfect, in my opinion. I love it. Really good. Which cashmere flavors doesn't your guest like? Which are the cashmere flavors you're not a big fan of?
Ooh, so I'm not the biggest fan of cashmere apple.
Okay.
For me, cashmere apple is just like, it just, the smell of it and like the taste of it, I just feel like it's something like a candle like your grandma would be burning at the house, you know?
Potpourri.
Just like, yeah, I'm just like, I'm not the biggest fan of it. I mean, I'll smoke it, but cashmere cherry to this day is the only flavor that will really give me like a wicked nicotine buzz. I don't know what it is.
Really? Interesting. That's interesting. You know what? Like, your flavors are made the same, but it is interesting how you can definitely get a bigger buzz from certain flavors and stuff like that. I think some of that comes from the fact that, like, I get a bigger buzz when I smoke static, and the reason why is because I usually don't put the hose down. I don't stop smoking it, basically. So that one will give me a bigger buzz just for the fact that, like, I just don't stop smoking it. You know, the buzz is not something that I chase anymore or anything like that, and it's something that's definitely way less comparatively when I first started smoking everything. I've picked up a big tolerance and stuff, so it's different for me smoking. But every once in a while, when you feel that nicotine buzz again, you're like, oh, that's what that was like. I remember that feeling now. So if you guys, once again, if you have questions, just drop them in the chat. We'll make sure to throw them out as well. What are some Tangiers flavors in the chat that you guys enjoy smoking? What are some of your favorite Tangiers mixes or some of your favorite Tangiers solo flavors that you really enjoy smoking? What is a flavor from Tangiers that you've never tried, but you've always wanted to try even? All right, so that's going to do it for most of the interview questions. So let's go ahead and move on to our topic. It's all about Tangiers, obviously. Here's some questions that I've always wanted to ask and find out more information about the history of Tangiers, and see what information you can talk about, obviously. Why do you think, this is about Tangiers, obviously, why do you think Tangiers has grown in fame the way that it has? Why do you think it's so famous and so well-regarded, in your opinion?
Well, I think really the reason that it's so wide regarded and the reason that it's grown in fame and popularity throughout the years was, one, the people, well, the man behind it initially, and just the culture that was built here. And on top of that, the hardworking people in the back. I mean, these guys every day are coming in and busting their hump and just producing the best quality tobacco product in the world for you guys, and it's all done by their hands.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And, you know, big shout out to Eric, and peace and love and good thoughts always go out to him and his family and all the things that he helped innovate in the world of hookah. You know, there's some amazing stories about the stuff that he created. He's the reason we have a Funnable today. Like, it's hard to mention all the things that he did, because he did so much, obviously, and his love for hookah and the way that he helped benefit what it is that we do today is numerous in the amount of in things. I think that one of the things about Tangiers that's so special is how early they got started, and they really changed the way that people enjoy hookah from the very early get-go of it, right? Like, they changed the way that we experience hookah, and I feel like they created, in my opinion, Tangiers from a very early time. I started smoking in 2007, 2008, and they were the first brand that said enthusiast, in my opinion. Like, they were the first brand that made me want to enjoy this as more than just a fun pastime thing. It made me want to become an enthusiast and really get more ingrained inside of it. And I think their flavorings did that. The ritual to how you pack it and all those things, I think, really stand out. What are some of the more interesting things that you've learned about hookah tobacco since you've been a part of Tangiers?
I always knew that the hookah industry was, you know, huge. You know, I always knew that there was, you know, tons of people around the world that, you know, smoke hookah, but I never really realized how many people are dedicated as much as they are. I mean, we have people in South America with cane mint neck tattoos, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing I learned the most, too, is, you know, the hookah industry, as big as it is very small at the same time.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
As far as what I've learned about hookah tobacco, man, I mean, this, I could go on for hours. It was really mind blowing to me to come to Tangiers for my interview and begin working there and just see how much work was put into everything, every step of the way. I mean, how many hands touch this stuff, all the quality control procedures we have in place, and just that expectation. You know, that we're going to put out the best quality product every day.
Absolutely. Tangiers is always quality. Every single time. I mean, I've had flavors that maybe I don't like and stuff, but the quality of Tangiers, I think, have always been a very big standout. Levant is just killing it in the chat. Thank you so much for all the great comments. I really appreciate it a ton. This is a really good opportunity to talk to people, a part of the industry, and that's why I really enjoy doing the Morning Hookah Show the way that we do it and stuff. He says, the thing I've noticed is that the most addictive flavors that you'll find people smoking every day are the ones that are the hardest to do, specifically like a cashmere or a pawn. I think that that's a very good statement. I mean, the reason why they're so enjoyable and the reason why people gravitate towards them is because they're so unique and so different. Most people don't like those flavors, but those who do smoke it daily. Absolutely. What is your guest thoughts on acclimation? Is it a crucial part of as some say, or does it ever lose pack of a bowl? And does he ever, do you ever lose packable? So first, about acclimation. Acclimation, from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong on this, you don't need to acclimate Tangiers anymore because of the way that it's made today, comparatively how it was made 15 years ago and stuff, the environment that it's made in doesn't require acclimation. It's the humidity and the way that it is packaged doesn't need that anymore. Is that correct? Or does Tangiers still recommend doing acclimating stuff?
So acclimation has always been a bit of a myth. The only time that you've ever really needed to acclimate tobacco is, you know, in extreme environments. You know, I mean, if you're ordering Tangiers and you're in a climate that, you know, has very high humidity or just harsh weather conditions, you may need to acclimate. But from someone who, like, we just did the Regal Tour, right, and we stopped in so many different states and climates, I've never had to acclimate my tobacco before. I never have. You know, and the thing is, we tell you, if you open up the package, you know, you put it in your container, you stir it, mix it up, and it smells the way you think it should taste, then it's probably fine. If it, you know, doesn't have that powerful, flavorful smell, and, you know, you just smell something like molasses-y or barbecue-y or soy sausage, you know, then, yeah, you know, you put in the container, mix it up, let it sit for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, open in the environment you intend to smoke it. Yep. A lot of people we've seen so many acclimation myths, like, oh, I have to put it in the fridge for 24 hours open, or, you know, you have to let it sit for a week or whatever. And it's not always necessary, and not to the extremes that people take it.
Yeah, if you put your Tangiers in the refrigerator for a few hours, then you might need to reacclimate it into normal atmosphere. Yeah. If you're doing that, you need to reacclimate it again. Do you ever loose pack your Tangiers? Do you ever fluff pack it, do it the Russian style or anything?
I have tried it that way. So, you know, I mean, I love modern hookahs. I love modern bowls. So, you know, of course, I got one of those, you know, Russian Egyptian style bowls, and I had to try it. You know, I loose packed it with a Lotus and everything like that, and, you know, coconut charcoal. And, you know, for the first, like, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, it was, you know, pretty good. And then started to taper off, and, you know, the heat, you weren't really able to manage it as well.
It's meant to be smoked quickly. It's meant to be smoked quickly and just like only for like 30, 40 minutes and stuff. Like, it's not the optimal way of smoking Tangiers tobacco. It's definitely I've done it as well. A good friend of mine, Brandon, from that lives overseas and stuff, that's the way that he prefers smoking it. So we did this experiment.
Brandon Olson, right?
Yeah, exactly. We did this really cool experiment where I loaded it my way, which is, I think, the more common way that you load Tangiers and stuff. And then he loaded it the Russian way. And then we also did it as well, doing it straight foil. I used the Provos. And we smoked it all three ways to kind of see the differences and what we would experience from it. And it was really interesting because his way was definitely very flavor heavy and very powerful and potent, especially like buzz and stuff like that. You know, fluff packing it, you're going to get a lot more oxygen as well when you're smoking and stuff. So you're going to get a much bigger head rush. And then my way was less flavorful comparatively to his, but still very flavorful. But like, his was done within 20, 30 minutes. You know, we were still smoking on mine and the other one for the next 2 hours, you know, comparatively and stuff. But it's unique. It's different. It's definitely a very interesting way to smoke and enjoy Tangiers tobacco and stuff. So if you're looking to try something, I would say do it, but definitely have that knowledge that it's going to be different. It's not going to be the same experience that you normally have and stuff with Tangiers. So now we have another question from Levani. He says, thoughts on foil versus foil plus something like a Provost and stuff like that. Now, I'm assuming you smoke Tangiers the common Tangiers way, which is with foil and with silver tabs, correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, the way I typically smoke is the way that we've recommended for the past 20 years. Tangiers large bowl, you know, packed the way we show you, dense packed, Japanese charcoal. If I am going to smoke another way, if I don't have any Japanese coals with me, I don't have my own setup or bowl or anything like that, if I go to a lounge that, you know, they serve with a Provost, it works just fine. You know,
yeah.
I smoke for 2-3 hours, you know, and yeah, it's all about how you manage your heat, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I've always said the best heat management device to me is aluminum foil.
So. There you go. I like that. You know, and if people call things like the Provost a heat management device, then why wouldn't aluminum foil also be a heat management device? I feel like this is the question that you have to ask somebody from Tangiers that comes onto the show. You have to ask them, what's the longest you've ever seen somebody smoke Tangiers tobacco, and what's the longest you have ever smoked Tangiers tobacco?
So our longest recorded bowl here in the warehouse was 36 hours.
Oh.
The longest that I've personally smoked a bowl was 19 hours.
Wow. So I only smoke one bowl usually for like 2 hours maximum, because at that point I get bored of smoking the same flavor. How do you keep up the interest of smoking for 19 hours? And was there any flavor left after the 36 hours bowl?
On the 36-hour bowl, there was no flavor left, actually. The thing about it was the guys didn't want to keep heat managing it. They just honestly got sick of the flavor. So then they packed a new bowl. And, I mean, from what I understand, it was still wet on the bottom. They still probably could have went for another 3, 4, or 5 hours.
Jeez.
The thing that really gets you through it, though, is, you know, the company that you have with you
true.
The people around you. You know, whatever you may be doing, hanging out with people, just having a great time. That's what gets you through the 19 hours of smoking.
Very, very, very true. Man, that's intense. 19 hours. I couldn't imagine having 19 hours to myself.
Well, yeah, actually, I have a customer here in Arizona. They have a hookah lounge that they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right. So that's intense. I don't even know what to say. So another question. Oh, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the terminology that we use in hookah and stuff like that. When I first started smoking Tangiers, I do not remember the term of dark leaf tobacco being used with Tangiers, not the term dark leaf the way that it's like used today and stuff. The term dark leaf is not a real term. It is a misnomer in a lot of ways, because all tobacco is the same. It's just the way that it's processed. The thing that creates that buzz is the amount that it's actually washed. I remember Tangiers as being referred to as an unwashed tobacco, and I feel like the term dark leaf tobacco only came around because there was other flavors like Starbuzz, Alfaker, and stuff that were red dyed, yellow dyed, and stuff like that. You know, Fantasia was red dyed and stuff. So I feel like they just kind of started calling it dark leaf because of the fact that it didn't have that dye in it that all these other tobaccos had. Is that true? Is there the term dark leaf tobacco isn't a real term?
No, you hit the nail on the head. It's a misnomer. It's a term that people created to be able to differentiate and identify, you know, and categorize different brands. As far as, you know, wash, as far as dark leaf, blonde leaf, you know, you hit the nail on the head. It's just washed, unwashed, how it's processed. You know, there's other factors that play into it, but for the most part, you know, tobacco is tobacco.
Yeah. You know? Do you guys at Tangiers, do you get a kick out of the term dark leaf tobacco? Do you guys ever like laugh about it a little bit?
It makes us chuckle a little bit here and there. You know, there's some terms in the industry that definitely like make us chuckle, you know, from time to time.
Levant says, how many grams was in the 36 hour and 19 hour bowl? I'm assuming you used a Tangiers large. So I'm going to go on I'm going to say 100 grams if they're the old Tangiers large bowls.
Yep, that's about what it is. Anywhere from They range anywhere from 80 to, I've seen some that run a little bit bigger, probably like 125 grams.
Golly. I mean, if you're loading 125 grams in a bowl, you have to smoke it for 19 hours and such, because you have to get every session that you would have got out of that package of tobacco in that bowl, basically, at that point. So you have to smoke it for that long if you're loading that much tobacco.
Yeah, I mean, but even like our Picos and our small bowls, like our Picos hold like 10 grams, mm-hmm. our smalls hold like 15. I mean, a Pico, I can get like 2.5 to 3 hours. Small, I can get anywhere from 3 to 5.
Do you only smoke with Tangiers bowls, or are there other bowls that you guys like to use as well?
Mostly I only smoke with Tangiers bowls, but, you know, I do have an appreciation for bowl manufacturers and some of the uniqueness that they bring. You know, Ted from Bastard Bowls, for example, is a good friend of mine. So we did an event in Denver, and we did, you know, a Tangiers Bastard Bowl collaboration, and, you know, we smoked on Bastard Bowls with Provost, and the bowls went, you know, 4 hours easy. You know,
I like Bastard Bowls. I think they're pretty good bowls. I definitely appreciate those as well. And then obviously Alpaca Bowls. I love using Alpaca Bowls. They're a big fan of mine for using. And then also the Hookah John Bowls, I think, are great too. There's so much stuff out there. They're like, it's amazing to look back at times when it came to like the old school stuff. Like, you know, we don't give a lot of love towards like Vortex Bowls and stuff like that anymore. But there's so much creativity in the way that bowls are made today, and the fact that like they've really created the artisan inside of bowl manufacturing, where you get such cool, unique bowls in the different areas of stuff that you can really find. You can really find anything in terms of your style or the stuff that you like to use and stuff, and the way you want it to look. I think that that's really cool nowadays. Are you familiar with like Hazy Bowls and 1010 Makes and stuff like that, the stuff Jordan does?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen them online. You know, I've seen some of the, you know, pictures that people, you know, post up in the groups, and I mean, just it blows my mind too. Some of the things that people are doing, you know, as far as like bowl manufacturing goes, it's a great thing to see. You know, I mean, I think that's really why, you know, like the funnel bowl, like, was never really like patented. I mean, it was, you know, to see what people could do with it. It was
super cool.
Contribute something to the industry and for people to grow on it.
Yeah, and it's so cool the way that people are able to take the funnel design, the basic idea of the funnel, and then the way that they're able to set it up and everything. I think is really, really unique. So some of the other things, some of the other questions I had when it came to Tangiers, if you could give us a basic walkthrough of the different lines of Tangiers tobacco. There is the Noor line, which is the yellow. We have the green, the F line as well. Lucid doesn't exist anymore, correct? That's been replaced by Burkique. I don't know. I can't pronounce nothing. What? Give us the rundown on the different lines of Tangiers.
So you mentioned Lucid before. Like you said, no longer exists, but that was replaced by our Burkique line. The Burkique line is our lowest level of nicotine, and that's where you're going to find some of our sweeter flavors, some of our more heat-sensitive flavors as well. It's intended to be smoked with less heat.
Picking the sun is very good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Noor tobacco is what you most commonly see sold. Our yellow label, that's kind of like a happy medium between Burkique and our other lines. Burley, that's our strongest level of nicotine. It's a little bit of a choppier cut. But yeah, it has our highest nicotine.
The least overall. Of the washed, I'm assuming?
I'm sorry?
Least washed, then?
We actually don't wash anything.
Okay.
Nothing's washed anymore. Lucid was our washed line.
Okay.
And then now we have our F line too, which same nicotine level as Burley, but it's also caffeinated.
I tried smoking F line for a little while. I used to smoke orange soda, and I believe strawberry is the first time that I tried the F line as well. And those flavors just kick my ass. I cannot do F line. They're very intense. The extra caffeinated to them is just very, very intense the way that they smoke and stuff. What's your opinion of the F line?
I don't smoke a lot of F lines. You know, it's strong. It is intense. It's still, you know, still a great smoking experience. The flavors still taste great. that extra nicotine, that extra caffeine really gives it a pop, you know. There's some days if I'm dead tired, I'll load a bowl up and, you know, I'm good. It'll get me through the day.
I guess that's what I should start smoking here on Morning Hookah, since we do the morning show here. Maybe I need to start doing some caffeinated bowls and stuff, but it might make me bounce off my walls a little bit too much than I should. So Levant says, if Knorr and Burley are both unwashed, what makes the Burley taste stronger? It's the tobacco leaf, correct?
Yeah, I mean, they're all different blends of tobaccos, and, you know, those nicotine levels vary. It's just, they're all manufactured differently, and we have our own, you know, ratios of what tobaccos we use.
Okay. Very, very, very interesting. What do you feel is the knowledge of how Tangiers is treated differently outside of the USA? You bring up Brazil a few times about people with cane mint tattoos and stuff like that. What are the big differences in the way that the outside of the US perceive and their knowledge of Tangiers is?
So I think the thing out that makes it so much different outside the U.S. is, one, I mean, there's not a lot of hookah tobacco manufacturers in the U.S. And then the fact that it's the one tobacco that's made in the U.S. that's a handmade product, and that the quality is still the highest quality tobacco on the market. I think to the diverse flavor portfolio, I mean, now you see a lot of, you know, flavors coming out of Russia, for example. You see some crazy stuff, you know, salmon and all these other corn and crazy flavors. But Tangiers really was that before those things came to the market.
Have you tried bacon?
Bacon was the first Tangiers flavor I ever tried.
And you wanted to work for Tangiers after smoking bacon?
Yeah. For me, like, the thing about bacon was, the biggest complaint about bacon was that it tasted too much like bacon.
I have never tried bacon. That is one flavor that I've never tried. Do you guys ever do special batches of flavors?
Occasionally we will do, you know, a limited run of, you know, flavors. But bacon is something that we haven't brought back, and I don't imagine we will.
If I travel to Arizona to come and visit Tangiers, I'm expecting to smoke a bowl of bacon.
I think there's one package of bacon here in Arizona, and I've been trying to purchase it for 2 years now, but I will definitely try to make that happen.
This man, Levant in the chat, says, this man is untrustworthy. He smokes toothpaste and bacon. Hey, you cannot fault a man for having taste, and that is the taste that he has. You can't fault that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say bacon was my favorite flavor by any means. I mean, it probably wouldn't even crack my top 20. But, I mean, it tasted like bacon.
I mean, that's the best thing you can say about a flavor like that. Yeah. It's called bacon. Laugh my ass off. How can it taste too much like it? Like, what were they expecting, is what Afros and Hookah just said in the chat. What were they expecting?
Well, I mean, that was the thing. Like, in San Diego, you know, I mean, everything was, you know, you've seen all, like, the bacon sodas and bacon candy and all that.
Well, I remember. You know? I remember when bacon Tangiers came out. It was at the height of the bacon love. I remember it.
Yeah. So everyone's like, oh, you guys got to make a bacon flavor. You got to do it. And then, well, Eric made a bacon flavor. And, you know, he's like, I'm going to do this thing. And then makes this bacon flavor. And then we literally get balls that, like, this tastes entirely too much like bacon.
You know, I feel like if I ever smoked bacon, this is my personal thought. If I ever smoke bacon, I feel like it'll be almost life-changing in the fact that my life before I smoked bacon and my life after I smoked bacon. That's how I feel like I'll be.
It's definitely a mind blowing experience. I mean, I'm not going to say it was good. I mean, I'm not going to say it was my favorite, but it was bacon.
I will remember that, and I will absolutely make the trip to Arizona for some bacon. We'll arrange that. We'll figure it out. We'll do a video on it, and it'll be a really good time.
Absolutely.
What are some ways, in your opinion, Tangiers is still innovating today?
So, I mean, the fact of, I mean, we've touched on this a million times that it's a handmade product. I mean, you see so many tobaccos in the industry that are mass machined. And the thing behind it being a handmade product is the fact that humans adapt. Humans get better at things. You know, humans find a new way to make something better. And our production team, every single day, we're finding a way to make things better and get faster at things and just really perfect our craft. I mean, we have people that come in here, start off and know nothing about hookah tobacco, and in 3 months they turn into an absolute machine. You know, it's just how close knitted we are as a family here, and the fact that we have so many people that are so skilled and work so hard and dedicate so much to it, and that they really bring others into that. And those are the ways, you know, one of the ways we continue to innovate. I think more too, you know, I think the past couple of years, we've definitely been more community driven, as far from like a social media standpoint. I think we've definitely grown in that capacity.
Yeah.
Comparatively to the last few years, absolutely. I think your guys' social media game has completely changed. You can find you guys on Instagram, obviously, at Tangiers Tobacco. And then I really like the stuff that Fong is doing on, like, on Facebook and the commercials that he was doing, like, lead up to the expo. Those were really hilarious. And
then, oh, yeah, the Infong commercials.
Infong commercials were really funny. You guys are definitely having fun with it, and I think that that's a really cool thing to see. Yeah. From Tangiers, because so many people love Tangiers for so many different reasons and stuff, and to see you guys innovate in that space, I think is actually really exciting. Levant says, we are unlikely to see more 100 gram flavors than we are currently available. I would have preferred 100 grams of Blitz is what he's still talking about, that Blitz flavor. I think you need to get yourself some more Blitz, and I think you need to try some stuff with it. Maybe you're a closet Blitz lover and you just don't know it yet, and you just gotta try it a few more times. Can you go through his thoughts on peaches? I believe Tangiers has a lot of peach flavors. So why do you think that? Why is peaches the most common flavor in a lot of Tangiers flavors? I know there's Fourplay on the peach, cashmere peach, peach iced tea, and is there a fourth one?
So let's see, we have juicy peach, tasty peach, Fourplay on the peach, cashmere peach, peach iced tea. We just have about like 5 peach flavors. There's a lot of flavors too that carry across into other flavors that, you know, people may not know about. We have a few different watermelon flavors, for example, like our sour watermelon and, you know, our regular watermelon, but, you know, watermelon may appear in other flavors as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that peach is like the most popular, but you know, those peach flavors are completely unique in their own ways. They, like our juicy peach and our tasty peach, are completely different. Mm-hmm. Fourplay on the peach, completely different from those two.
Interesting. There's peach, I think, is a very important flavor in terms of hookah flavoring, just because it is a, I feel like there's certain flavors you have to have down pat in hookah and stuff like that. And I think that peach is definitely one of those. I'm curious, what's the difference between tasty peach and Fourplay peach? What's the big flavor difference?
Well, Fourplay on the peach is not just a peach flavor. It's a complex flavor. Like I explained before, the difference between those simple flavors and those complex flavors, you know, more complex flavor might contain more than one different kind of flavor, like Fourplay on the peach does. Tasty peach is just a straight up peach flavor. It's a simple peach flavor, okay. Same as juicy peach, but those two peaches are entirely different.
Interesting. I'm going to have to do a whole peach series, I think, to try them all and do a video on each single one so that I can help answer that for the growing knowledge on FAR and stuff. Afros and Hookah says, one gets you in the mood. That's the difference. one of them gets you in the mood. That makes sense to me. I can understand that. so This has been a really fun conversation. I've really enjoyed. I want to ask you, there's a ton of flavors, obviously, over 100 Tangiers flavors. What do you think is the most underrated? I would say the most popular and famous flavor in Tangiers is probably cane mint. I don't think that's a stretch by any means. What do you think is the most underrated flavor from Tangiers tobacco, in your opinion?
Oh, man, there's so many flavors that are underrated. I mean, I can name off a few. I mean, pear, for example. Pear is...
Wow, I hadn't thought about that one for a while. That's a great flavor. That's a really good one.
Ololuki. It's in my top five, and it's completely underrated. Summer Solstice Celebration. Yunnan Shaddock.
What's Yunnan Shaddock?
Yunnan Shaddock, so Yunnan Shaddock is kind of a citrusy and floral flavor, but it's super, super underrated. Guanabana is another one.
I used to love that one.
Yeah, it's slept on, but it's delicious.
There's another flavor I had a question about snozzberries and snozzberries I think is the one, and then there was another one that is correct me if I'm wrong, but I was told that snozzberries is all the berry flavors mixed together. Is that correct?
You're not far off. So snozzberry is one of our most complex mixtures. It varies from time to time. It's never going to be the same.
Okay.
Same with bug powder.
Bug powder. That's what I was thinking. Yes. Okay. Is that all the cashmere flavors put together?
You're not far off either. Okay. It's a complex mixture of cashmeres and mints. And it varies every time. Those mixtures change, those ratios change, the flavors in them change. Same with schnozberry.
One time I got bug powder, and I swear it was so good. I thought bug powder tasted exactly like sour, like powder. Like it was like a perfect sour powder taste is what it tasted like to me, and I loved it. I thought it was so cool. And then I found out that each batch is a little bit different, and I hadn't tried it. I haven't tried it since then. I've always wanted to get more bug powder to try it again, but it's been many, many years since I tried bug powder.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing too. Like sometimes people ask me, I'm like, what do you want to smoke? And they're like, anything. And I'm like, okay, anything. Schnozberry, bug powder, it is.
There you go. It's
that's literally anything.
That's anything. That could be anything. If you mix those two flavors together, you might be smoking everything at that point.
Yep.
All right. So you told me that you have the majority of flavors memorized, including their numbers, correct?
Yep.
So even though we're not going to play a game, I thought it'd be fun to end the show with, I'm going to give you some flavor names, and I would like you to give me the flavor number.
Absolutely.
So the only thing is, I don't know how, I know some flavor numbers have changed over the years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to find an updated list online. I found an old like top 10 list, but this is from 2014. So I don't even know if that would be, useful nowadays. We'll try it and see what happens. Okay.
All right, you can just name any flavor off, or any number, and I can tell you what flavor it is.
All right, we'll do it that way. We'll do it number way. Well, let's do it. We'll do it. I'll do a couple by the name and a couple by the number, and we'll see what happens. How about that?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, and you guys can play along in the chat as well and make your best guess as well. So the very first one is 4-play on the peach. What number is that?
103.
That is exactly what it says on this list that I have. Perfect. All right. Wow, you're good. You did not even take a moment to think about that. But that's a popular flavor, so that may be why. So this flavor, I've tried this. I like this flavor, but it's not as popular. So maybe this will make you think a little bit more. What about Welch Cream?
58.
Wow. Not even. Did you see that? Did you see that? He didn't even think. He was unconscious. The way that he just did that. No conscious happened in that moment. He heard the... You knew it before I even said it, I feel. My God. Okay, here we go. What about pineapple?
6.
Wow. You are like... this is a beautiful mind moment right now. That's what this feels like. This feels like a beautiful mind moment right now. I said the flavor and it didn't even take you... Afros and Hookah just said Rain Man. That's how I'm feeling too. That's how I'm feeling too right now, Afros. All right. Wow. 2005 blueberry.
24
is correct. 24 is correct. Not even a doubt. No doubt in your head. I like this a lot. let me see. Let's see the next one on here. Okay. Papaya sorbet.
118.
That's a newer one. That's a newer one. You should know that one. That's a newer one. That's a newer one. All right. Beautiful mind over here, Levant says as well. I used to love this flavor. I haven't smoked this one for a long time. Horchata. 78 is correct. I'm so glad that we did not go through with the game idea that I had, because you would have blown all expectations and you wouldn't have got one wrong. So this is just a fun way to end the show. This is not a game. You are going to win nothing except the fact that everyone in the chat now thinks of you as Rain Man and a Beautiful Mind, just so you're aware. Got good Travis Hunting over here. That's what's happening right now. Peach iced tea.
90
is correct. 90 is correct. I'm not surprised anymore. You've unsurprised me. That's how good you are. My favorite, Static Starlight.
99.
That's the one that I know. That's the only one I considered getting a neck tattoo. Just 99, just right on my neck, right here. Just
one. We have these. We have these jet tags here. So they look like Tangiers packages. We could definitely write one up for you for some Static Starlight.
Hell yeah, that'd be good. Some friends of mine, they call me Matic Starlight. So that's what
I
got
to write that on there for you.
You got to put 99 Matic Starlight. That's what we got to do. Orange soda.
10.
Number 10. That is correct. Cashmere peach.
38.
And then number one, this is easy. Everybody knows this one. I don't even know if I should ask it, but what about cane mint?
96. And then we have a 96 alpha for the original cake.
96A. 96. Yep. There you go. He just answered. He answered 10 flavors that I asked him the flavor name, and he gave me the number instantaneously without even thinking. There was no, or 11. I asked you 11 flavors, and you never even thought about it once. That segment took less time than it took me to think about doing the segment. Basically, that's how quickly it went by. That is super impressive. Is there any other questions in the chat? We have another question from Levant, actually. He says, what is his favorite non-Tangiers flavors? Do you have any non-favorite Tangiers flavors?
Oh, I have several, actually. Of course, Nakhla, Nalfakr, Double Apple. It's what I started on. It's always good to go back to those when I go out. I try to find a new customer and just stop in a lounge randomly. There's days I just want to be a lounge customer. You know, I want to go somewhere no one knows me. You know, I just want to hang out and smoke and observe a place. That's usually my go-to. I smoked a lot of haze back in the day, actually. Oh, wow. When I worked for Hookah Rush. I used to love Wadamint. Carnival Nights was good. They made a Pasoka flavor that was pretty good.
All right. Is there any brands that are on the top of your head that you enjoy besides Tangiers?
So Alfacker. I like a few of their flavors. Let's see what else. Eternal Smoke.
Eternal's very good. Big fan of Eternal Smoke.
What else?
Afros and Hookah, you would like Eternal Smoke. You need to get your hands on some Eternal Smoke. Hit me up in the Instagram. I'll talk to you about some Eternal Smoke, Afros and Hookah. All right. And then, so I have a suggestion for you. When you are in the mood to go to a lounge and be a lounge goer and you're looking for something to try, I want to give you a recommendation, and you got to tell me how it is if you ever get a chance to try it. I want you to order two apples, Alfacker, and peach, Alfacker.
Okay.
Two apples and peach. Fantastic. Absolutely a phenomenal mixture. My favorite Alfacker mix, two apples and peach. I would love to hear your thoughts about it. I think it's really good.
Absolutely.
The anise flavoring in the two apples, it acts like a seasoning, if you will, to the peach. So like the same way you'd put like salt on like a watermelon or like a tomato and stuff, and it really brings out that flavoring. It does the same thing with the peach with the two apple. So really, really good flavor. You got to try that one out. I think that's going to do it. I think that's going to do it for our chat. Travis, I can't help but say thank you so much for stopping by and hanging out with us here on Morning Hookah and showing us your beautiful mind. It was a fantastic time. This is a lot of fun. If there's no other questions in the chat, then we'll go ahead and say it right here. Thank everybody for stopping by and hanging out on this edition of Morning Hookah. Levant, you killed it in the chat today. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Afros and Hookahs, thank you so much for stopping by. Rose F. Death, always appreciate you. Khaled, thank you for coming by as well. Really enjoy the conversation. And also, I want to give a big, a quick call to action real quick. If you are not, if you don't know, I would love to hit 1,000 subscribers. That's obviously, there's goals that everybody has as YouTubers and stuff like that. And I would really love to hit 1,000 right here on YouTube. I've hit 1,000 on Instagram. It'd be really cool to hit 1,000 here on YouTube. So if you could, please share the channel, like the video, inform others of what we do here on Saturday mornings. Obviously, you can watch the show after that's already been posted live. And then we also are now on podcasting apps. If you go to Apple, you can find me there. You can also find me on Anchor and on Google Play Podcast, all those different places. If you're looking for a hookah-based podcast, I think that this is a really fun one that we enjoy doing here. And I think that you'll have a good time listening to the audio version as well. Share that with people that may be interested as well. Let's see. Oh, last question. Levant says, does he ever pre-mix? Do you ever do a pre-mix of any flavors to get ready to smoke?
No, not really. Sometimes I'll occasionally make my own like schnozberry or bug powder. You know, I'll make a, you know, variety. If I have like a little bit left of something in a tub, you know, I'll just kind of like throw it all together.
Do you ever go to your flavoring guys and you're like, hey guys, I need you to whip these three flavors up for me real quick?
I have a couple times. And you know, I think there's a reason that I don't develop flavors. Sometimes I'm like, hey, these things sound really good. Like, you know, and it doesn't always go well, but you know, there's sometimes that, you know, I'm like, hey, these two things sound good together, let's, you know, give it a try.
That sounds like me every time I've ever tried to make my own hookah tobacco, and it's never been a good idea. I've always learned very quickly that there's a reason why I buy this stuff and I don't manufacture it myself. That's what I've learned over the years.
Absolutely, I hear that entirely.
Rose F. Death says, is there any possibility of a salmon flavor in the future? Are you guys ever going to try doing a salmon flavor?
I'm
not at liberty to discuss the fact that there's a salmon flavor in manufacturing right now.
No, not currently. but I'm never going to rule out the possibility of it. Okay. I'm never going to rule out the possibility that we'll try something, but I guarantee you that if we were to do it, that it would be the best salmon flavor that you've ever tried.
I like that. I like that confidence. I can't argue with that. And then the final question is, what are the benefits of working at Tangiers?
The benefits of working at Tangiers, there's just so many. I mean, first off, it's the people. I mean, the people are why we come in here every day. I get to come in 5 days a week, and I get to see my family. You know, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. My biological family is 2,000 miles away. Mm-hmm. But I have a family here in Phoenix, Arizona, that I get to see every single day. I get to smoke on the job.
That's
not all day, of course, but you know, I mean, I got to get work done too. But, and I get to meet so many great people and share a bowl with so many great people and just hear their stories, and it's just a mind blowing experience. I get to travel. I get to, you know, meet new people, try new things, and I just really, I get the pleasure of knowing all these great people and being able to bond over a hobby that I love. And, you know, it's my career, but it's something that I love to do, and I get to watch people enjoy that.
That's phenomenal. Elio, thank you so much for stopping by and saying hello. They said it would taste too much like salmon. That would be the problem if you guys make a salmon flavor.
That would be the problem. It would.
It'll be too much salmon. Do you think there's going to be any new flavors in 2022? I know there are quote-unquote new flavors for the international market, and making new flavors for the USA market is obviously very difficult right now. Do you see any possibility of seeing – maybe – I would say we're probably not – I'll answer this, and then you tell me if I'm wrong. We're not going to see any new flavors come into the market, but we might see some, like, remanufactured flavors come into the market.
So the possibility of new flavors coming to the market, I'm not gonna rule that out. But the way the current litigation is, the way the FDA is regulating things, it's yet to be seen. I mean, it's difficult to release a new flavor to the domestic market. I would hope that someday that those regulations loosen, and that they really see that we're not, you know, we're not vape.
Yeah.
You know, we're just an American made manufacturer, you know, wanting to release our new flavors to the world. But I will say this, something I want to touch on. If you guys want to see new flavors come to the market, if you guys want to see us be able to continue this hobby and do more things like this, then please like, follow, subscribe to NHCA. Yes. You don't have to donate monetarily. Donate a moment of your time. Keep up with litigation in your area. Just inform. Inform those around you. Inform your friends, those who like to smoke hookah with you.
I was just going to say, go to nationalhookah.com and join the National Hookah Community Association. It is absolutely free. You do not need to pay anything for it. There is free membership so that they can see that our numbers are strong and our numbers are large and that there are people in this community that want to fight for hookah. Go to nationalhookah.com. I have a video here on the channel that walks you through the entire process, and it couldn't be simpler. You literally just sign up with your name and your phone number and your email address, and that's all you have to do. It's very, very simple. Go to nationalhookah.com. It is very, very important. If you want to see this community continue, join that. That's the fight.
And those of you who are out there that may, you know, be retailers, maybe wholesalers, may, you know, own a lounge, please be responsible. Follow the regulations that are set forth. I know they're not always, you know, I get it, you know. Some regulations may seem unfair to you, but those are our expectations. Yes. Be a good player in the market.
Follow
the
rules.
Be responsible. Those of you who aren't and, you know, want to continue to take these bad practices on, don't be a part of our community. Don't.
Yes.
Close your doors.
Yes, yes. Please, if you're not going to do it right, please don't do it. You're just hurting everybody else. You're just causing problems for everybody else. And that may sound mean to you, but like, we like this thing way too much to see it disappear because you don't want to be a team player in the stuff that's already set up and ready to go. Like, there is a very important reason that we have hookah and we enjoy it and stuff, but like, we can't keep allowing the bad apples and then be surprised that there's bad apples. Like, we need to take a stand against that kind of stuff. You know, we're not vape. We shouldn't be treated the same way as vape and stuff. And hopefully that's what we continue to be able to fight against and we see changes in and stuff. But yeah, go to nationalhookah.com. They're the place to go to join in the fight against the stuff that's happening and it also keeps you up to date on everything that's happening too, which is, very important to know about and stuff. So, Travis, thank you so much for coming onto the show and being a part of Morning Hookah and hanging out with me and smoking a bowl. It's been far too long of a time coming for us to enjoy a bowl of hookah together.
Absolutely, man. It's a pleasure to finally enjoy a bowl with you, Matt. It's a pleasure to be on the show. I would love to do this again if you're open to it.
I will think of a game. I will think of a good game that will allow me to test your beautiful mind and will allow me to test the Rain Man of Tangiers, and we will figure out a way to get you thinking before you answer and not be so unconscious, so quickly pulling the trigger on these things. You're so good at it. So I'll think of a fun game that we can play that we'll have some good times with, and we'll definitely be doing this again. Once again, thank you guys so much for watching Morning Hookah. I appreciate it. As always, make sure you're subscribed to the channel, you like the video, you share the video with all of your friends. I also have a TikTok. You can follow me on TikTok if you want to, but really just go to Instagram.com/Morning Hookah and find me over there. I'd really appreciate that. You know what? Until next time, I want you guys to just keep smoking, hanging out, being good and having fun, and go to nationalhookah.com. Can't say it enough. So very important. Go to nationalhookah.com. Thank you everybody in the chat for stopping by and saying good morning and hanging out. Thank you, Chef Dan, for stopping by for a little while. Appreciate that. And if you don't know, find me on your favorite podcasting forum and listen to the podcast. Share the podcast as well. Sometimes a audio podcast is a little bit easier because you can do it while you're driving and you can do it while you're traveling and stuff like that. So all those different revenues and ways to find the Morning Hookah Show. Appreciate you guys so very much for stopping by. Once again, Travis, thank you for coming on the show.
Yep, thank you, Matt. Thank you for having me. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please like, follow, subscribe this guy. He's great. One of our industry's best.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate that a lot. And then, I'll see you guys later. And until next time, well, I'll see you when the clouds clear. Bye.